Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
You know those days where your mind just feels like way too many browser tabs open?
Oh, definitely. That constant hum in the background.
Yeah, the to-do lists, the worries kind of simmering. Maybe even just like replaying a conversation from hours ago.
Absolutely. It's that feeling.
It's that familiar feeling of being just utterly overwhelmed where all that mental noise seems to drown everything else out.
Yeah, it's a really common experience, unfortunately.
Super common. Well, today we're actually taking a deep dive into a really interesting piece of audio. It's designed specifically to cut through that noise.
Oh.
We're exploring this guided meditation and affirmation session. It's titled, I Am Rooted in This Moment, Anchored by the Steadiness of My Breath.
Evocative title.
It really is. And honestly, it feels like a beautifully crafted journey towards finding some stillness, you know, a real mental reset.
Right. So our mission today essentially is to unpack that, not just what it does, but how it's actually designed to work.
Exactly. How the magic happens.
Pretty much. We've gone through the whole thing, looked at the specific techniques it uses, the exact language, and importantly, the benefits it claims to offer for finding that calm and clarity, especially when life feels, well, chaotic.
Which is often,
yeah. So think of this as like your shortcut to understanding a popular mindfulness practice. We'll give you the distilled insight.
Breaking it down.
Yeah. The dissecting the individual bits of the meditation, seeing how they fit together, how they build towards that bigger sense of well-being.
Aww.
Hopefully giving you a deeper insight than just listening passively.
Okay, let's get into it then. So the meditation starts by guiding you to find what it calls your quiet place.
Right.
And a comfy spot, you know, sit or lie down somewhere you won't be disturbed. And then the key instruction, close your eyes. That initial step, it feels very deliberate. What's the thinking there? Why start with that commitment to just be still?
That's a great point because it really highlights something often overlooked. Setting the intention. I mean, in our world, everything's on all the time.
Yeah.
Right? So simply deciding to step away, find that quiet place, that's the first act of self-care.
Makes sense.
It's like signaling to your brain, okay, pause. Something different is happening now. You're shifting from focusing outward to inward.
And closing the eyes.
That just reduces the sensory input even more.
Okay.
Fewer distractions. So it's not just about physical comfort. It's about creating this safe internal space.
A container for the mind.
Exactly. It's a deliberate, almost ritualistic commitment that primes you, makes you more receptive to relaxation. Yeah. Without that conscious first step, honestly, the rest wouldn't land quite the same way.
Got it. So you're setting the stage, basically, physically and mentally, creating the best conditions to actually receive the benefits.
Precisely.
And from there, it immediately goes to focusing on something we do constantly without thinking.
The breath.
The foundation. Yeah. It asks you to expand your awareness, to connect, to appreciate, to explore the hypnotic rhythm of the rise, the pause and fall of each and every breath. What's the mechanism there? Why is the breath such a core anchor?
Well, this taps into a really fundamental principle of mindfulness and how it affects our physiology.
Okay.
See, the breath is unique. It's involuntary. You breathe without thinking, but you could also control it consciously.
Right. You can take a deep breath on purpose.
Exactly. And that makes it this perfect bridge between your conscious and subconscious mind. So when you're told to expand your awareness to it, you're engaging your parasympathetic nervous system.
The rest and digest system.
That's the one. So much of life pushes us into fight or flight, the sympathetic system, right? Mm-hmm. Chronic stress.
Mm-hmm.
But focusing consciously on that hypnotic rhythm tells your body, hey, it's safe. You can relax now.
Ah, like flipping a switch.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And the meditation calls this a gift of time to yourself, to find balance, to allow clarity of thought to flow through the monologue of your beautiful mind.
That's lovely phrasing.
It is, but it's also insightful. Our minds often have this constant unedited chatter, right? That monologue.
Oh, yeah.
Focusing on the breath gives you one single thing to focus on. It's a gentle distraction from all that noise. Doesn't silence it instantly, maybe, but shifts your attention, creates space.
Mm-hmm.
Then it asks you to feel intimately every outwreath. Imagine small muscle fibers within and around your chest as they unwind, as they loosen.
So it's mixing the mental focus with physical sensation.
Exactly. That makes it more holistic, deepens the relaxation, and feeling muscles unwind isn't just imagery. Deep breathing actually does help release physical tension we hold, especially in the chest and diaphragm, which get tight with stress.
Fascinating. Using the breath as like a direct line to the nervous system and a gentle way to quiet the chatter.
You got it.
And it moves beyond just the physical unwinding pretty quickly, doesn't it? It goes from releasing physical tension to guiding you to let go of those fleeting moments of doubt, of anger or sadness, of loss, of regret.
Mm-hmm. The heavier stuff.
Yeah. How does that work? How do you go from relaxing muscles to letting go of something like regret? Because for most of us, that's not exactly easy.
No, it's definitely not easy. And you've hit on a really key difference between just basic relaxation and a deeper mindfulness practice.
Okay.
See, a lot of us try to push away or suppress thoughts and feelings we don't like. But research shows that often just makes them stronger, more persistent.
Right, the pink elephant problem.
Exactly. So this meditation doesn't ask you to suppress. It asks you to observe them and then allow them to drift away. That's the core of non-attachment in mindfulness.
Observing, not fighting.
Precisely. By feeling those muscles unwinding first and then extending that feeling, that idea, to emotions, you're kind of metaphorically creating space for those feelings.
Yeah.
You let them be there without judgment, and then you gently release your grip.
Like watching clouds pass.
That's a perfect analogy. You see the cloud, you acknowledge it, but you don't jump on it and ride it. You let it pass. So letting doubt, anger, sadness, loss, regret just drift away uses that principle.
Just noticing them and letting them go.
Yeah, recognizing they're transient, they're temporary. The focus on the exhale, the out-breath, becomes like a symbolic act of release each time. Psychologically, this helps create what we call meta-awareness. You become aware of your thoughts and feelings instead of being totally caught up in them.
Mm-hmm.
And that detachment, that's crucial for letting go of that baggage. It's actually a surprisingly quick way to shed negativity without forcing it.
That distinction is huge, observing versus suppressing. It's like giving your mind permission to clear things out instead of jamming them back in the closet.
Well put.
Okay, so after that release, the meditation guides you to relax now deeply, safely, as if your consciousness was drifting, floating deeper and deeper into the most wonderful state of acceptance, of understanding.
Mm-hmm. Deepening the state.
What's happening here? Why this drifting deeper before moving on?
This phase is really about preparing the mind for what comes next, for deeper suggestion and integration. Once you've let go of some tension and emotional weight, your mind is naturally more receptive. That imagery of drifting, floating deeper encourages a sense of surrender, almost like a light hypnotic state.
Not losing control, though.
No, not at all. It's more about moving beyond the constant analysis of the conscious mind into a more open, intuitive space. When the mind is in that state of acceptance, of understanding, it's less resistant.
Ah, more open to suggestion.
Exactly. It's creating fertile ground, so the affirmations and visualizations that follow can actually take root more effectively.
And it's right there in that receptive state that it introduces just one single word, relax.
A powerful one.
Yeah. You're told to visualize this one singular powerful word, relax, connected with the joyous sensation of relax. And the instructions get super specific.
Mm-hmm.
Take note of how you visualize those five simple letters, the color, the shape, the intensity, how long the image stays. It's not just hearing the word, it's building this whole multi-sensory experience around it. Why focus so intensely on just one word?
This is actually a really clever technique. It leverages principles from cognitive psychology, even a bit like classical conditioning.
Okay, how so?
By consistently pairing the word relax, not just hearing it, but seeing it, feeling it, linking it to that joyous sensation of deep calm, you're building a strong neural pathway.
Wiring it in.
Pretty much. Over time, that word becomes a trigger, like a mental shortcut back to that calm state. And the detailed visualization, the color, the shape, the intensity, that makes the whole experience more vivid, more memorable.
So it sticks better.
Right. It imprints more deeply in your subconscious. Yeah. The source audio says that once this word is spoken, once seen, the echo of it drifts down to write itself into the fabric of your thoughts.
Wow. Fabric of your thoughts.
It implies it's becoming part of you, an internal resource. And the stated benefit is huge. Wherever you are, whenever panic or doubt come your way, softly yet intently repeating that one word within your mind will bring a deeper sense of calm, of comfort.
So it's designed as a quick access tool you can use anytime, anywhere.
Exactly. A conditioned response for calm, bypassing the need for a full meditation session every time. It's like a psychological shortcut to resilience, engineered right into your mind.
That's a really powerful concept, turning one word into this internal safe space, like a personal emergency brake for stress. But, you know, I can imagine someone thinking, when real panic hits, just remembering a word might feel, well, maybe not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they haven't practiced much, or if the mental noise is just too loud for that word to cut through, does the source offer any guidance for that?
That's a really practical, important point. The whole emphasis throughout this practice seems to be on consistency and gentle intention, not perfection.
Okay.
So the idea is that any attempt to connect with that word, even if it feels weak at first, still reinforces that pathway.
Yeah.
The guide says softly yet intently repeating, suggesting the intention matters.
So it's about building the muscle over time.
Exactly. It's not always about instant calm. And if the noise is overwhelming, the practice itself implies you can always go back to the foundation, the breath.
Right. Step one.
Yeah. The breath is the primary anchor. The word relax is like a secondary, more refined tool built on top of that. So if the word alone isn't cutting it, you return to breath awareness first. It's layered.
Layered tools. That makes sense. Okay, so from that visualization, the meditation then shifts again to wonderful words of positivity and introduces the main affirmation, I am rooted in this moment, anchored by the steadiness of my breath.
Mm-hmm. The core message.
And it's not just said once. It gets repeated multiple times, kind of rhythmically. What's the psychological effect of repeating an affirmation like that?
That repetition is all about leveraging neuroplasticity.
Brain rewiring.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Our brains are constantly forming connections based on what we experience, what we think, what we tell ourselves. If we're always dwelling on negativity or feeling lost, those pathways get stronger.
Makes sense.
So by deliberately, repeatedly affirming, I am rooted in this moment, anchored by the steadiness of my breath, you are actively building and strengthening new positive neural pathways. It's like self-programming.
And the words themselves, rooted, anchored.
Very carefully chosen. Rooted suggests stability, connection. Anchored implies security, holding firm against turbulence. And pairing it with the steadiness of my breath links that mental stability directly to the physical anchor you've already focused on.
Connecting mind and body again.
Always. And the purpose stated in the meditation is multifaceted, to help you unwind, let go of doubt, exhale all the negativity. But it goes beyond just calming down.
How so?
It invites you to connect with all that you are, your strengths, your weaknesses, your ambitions yet to be met. This isn't about becoming perfect. It's about embracing your whole self, flaws included.
Self-acceptance.
Which is a powerful antidote to doubt. And then it zooms out even further, inviting you to release who you truly are. Connect with the world around you, be it your God, be it nature, be it the universal song, whatever you decide is perfect for you.
Ah, so connecting personal calm to something bigger.
Exactly. That can be a real aha moment for people realizing this inner calm isn't just an isolated feeling. It can be a doorway to feeling connected to something larger than yourself, whatever that means to you.
Finding your place.
Yeah, fostering that sense of belonging, of interconnectedness. It shifts the focus from just fixing yourself internally to finding your place in this, well, vast supportive universe.
That's a really beautiful expansion, actually, going from finding your center to finding your place.
Mm-hmm.
And then after all that deep, expansive work, the meditation guides you back gently. It's not a sudden snap back to reality.
No, the transition is key.
It talks about coming back from this natural, trance-like state, feeling a new sense of understanding, of clarity to the way you think, feel, and react. You reconnect with your breathing, love all that you are.
Reinforcing the themes.
Yeah. And then it gets physical again. Deep breaths, filling the lungs, stretching arms and legs. And finally, open your eyes and smile. Why such a gradual, mindful return?
That structured transition is just so important. Almost as important as the meditation itself, really.
Oh, why is that?
Well, many mindfulness practices emphasize that the real benefit isn't just during the session, but how you carry that state into your everyday life.
Bring it with you.
Exactly. Ending abruptly can be jarring, and it might kind of diminish the integration of any insights you gained. Returning gradually lets your mind and body reorient slowly, bringing that calm and clarity along.
Okay.
And that instruction to feel a new sense of understanding of clarity, that's an explicit invitation to integrate the shift, to consciously notice how you might feel or think differently, even subtly.
So you carry the benefits forward.
Right. Connecting with the breath grounds you again, love all that you are reinforces the self-acceptance,
mm.
and the physical actions, the deep breath, the stretch, opening eyes with a smile. They're cues.
Cues for what?
Cues to re-engage with the external world, but from this renewed place of positivity and presence. It's not about escaping the world. The goal mentioned is reorientating your mind to refocus on the challenge and the infinite miracle of the world around you.
Ah, seeing the world differently.
Yeah, engaging with life from a more grounded, clearer perspective. Maybe recognizing that infinite miracle even within the daily challenge. It trains you to perceive reality with fresh eyes and ideally a more resilient mindset.
Wow. What an incredible journey, really, through a practice designed just to bring stillness and clarity.
It really is well structured.
We've gone from just finding that quiet spot, anchoring with the simple rhythm of the breath, to that powerful conditioned visualization of the word relax, and then grounding ourselves with affirmations like, I am rooted.
Anchored by the breath.
Exactly. All carefully put together to foster a deeper sense of understanding of clarity inside us, using both our body's responses and our mind's ability to learn.
And if you zoom out even further, the final remarks in the meditation kind of extend this into a broader philosophy for life, really.
Oh, yeah. How so?
It encourages you to stay strong during dark moments, but crucially, to accept these emotions, not fight them.
That acceptance piece again.
It's key. Acknowledging difficult feelings actually disarms their power a bit. It lets you bounce back quicker, faster, more positive. It's building resilience based on self-kindness.
Not pushing feelings away.
Right. And it even encourages you to cascade happiness and positivity and calm around the world by sharing the practice. That idea that your well-being has ripples.
Individual peace spreading outward.
Mm-hmm. And then it lands on that really universal, powerful message. In everything and to yourself, be kind.
Simple but profound.
Totally. It's not just a nice saying. It underpins the whole thing. Treating yourself with compassion is the foundation for a more peaceful life and maybe a more impactful one, too.
In everything and to yourself, be kind. That really does tie it all together, doesn't it? Linking that personal calm to how we exist in the world. It does.
It suggests this journey inward isn't just for us, but something that can radiate out. So maybe something for you, our listener, to think about as you go about your day.
Mm-hmm.
How might even just a few minutes of this kind of intentional calm rooted in your breath, maybe using that word relax, using an affirmation, how might that subtly reshape your daily interactions, your perspective on, as the meditation puts it, the infinite miracle of the world around you, even beyond the moment you practice?
Yeah, what small shifts might you notice?
Right. How might you respond differently to little stressors or connect with people if you carry even a little bit of that deep-seated rootedness with you throughout the day?